From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
Today, the Vice President and I told them on behalf of the American people that our hearts are broken too.
President Barack Obama in Orlando, Florida today, site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 others. Mr. Obama met with some of the victims, family members, and emergency personnel who responded to the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. And he encouraged Congress to change laws to allow allow people easy access to assault-style weapons.
I'm pleased to hear that the Senate will hold votes on preventing individuals with possible terrorist ties from buying guns, including assault weapons. I truly hope that senators rise to the moment and do the right thing. I hope that senators who voted no on background checks after Newtown have a change of heart. And then I hope the House does the right thing and helps end the plague of violence that these weapons of war inflict on so many young lives.
Meanwhile, federal agents say the wife of the man who carried out the shooting and was killed in the attack, Omar Mateen, had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. Law enforcement officials also say a federal grand jury will consider whether to bring charges against Nora Zahi Salman, but police say she also warned her husband not to carry out the attack. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency told Congress today the Islamic State is planning more attacks in Western countries to compensate for U.S.-led military movements against the terrorist group. Despite losing territory in Iraq and Syria, CIA Director John Brennan says the IS has no intention of fading away and instead is likely shifting focus, calling on followers to conduct lone wolf attacks in their home countries. This is VOA News. A member of the British Parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed on a street in northern England, according to UK officials. Jo Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two and considered a rising star in the opposition Labour Party, was attacked on the street in West Yorkshire today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody, with police officials saying there'll be no further arrests. British Prime Minister David Cameron has ended the day's pro-European Union campaigning ahead of next week's nationwide referendum.
It's right that we're suspending campaigning activity in this referendum, and everyone's thoughts will be with Jo's family and with her constituents. Well, I know she was a very strong campaigning MP. She had a great track record of caring about refugees, and she'd taken a very big interest in how we could look after Syrian refugees and the right thing to do in our world. She had a huge heart. She was a very compassionate campaigning MP.
A spokesman for a rival group, which is backing the so-called Brexit, says that group has also stopped campaigning for the day. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence starting today over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it is backing forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Jan Egeland is a special advisor to the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria.
It is therefore very positive that a truce for 48 hours was declared today in Aleppo City. We need more of this. We need it in Aleppo and we need it elsewhere.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accusing Moscow and Damascus of enforcing the ceasefire selectively. South Africa is marking 47 years since the Soweto student uprising. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The tragic events of June 16, 1976 were a major turning point in South Africa's fight against the apartheid system. President Jacob Zuma on Thursday recalled the horrors of that day, known then as the Soweto Uprising.
Heavily armed police opened fire on the students as they were marching peacefully towards this stadium.
On that day, some 20,000 high school students protested in the segregated township of Soweto to protest the apartheid government's insistence on teaching in the Afrikaans language. Police opened fire on the marching children. Estimates vary on how many children were killed. Some go as high as 700. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.